I welcome the fact that the government will not oppose this motion calling for the compulsory purchase of the site. However, I would like to take this opportunity to strongly urge them to take their position, to change their position and to CPO the National Maternity Hospital site as soon as possible. It's one thing not to oppose the motion, it's another thing to actually do something to make it a possibility. And I know, if I can say, if it was up to this minister that's here, it would be done. But I think the minister, by not being here, shows what's likely to happen. Hospitals should be state-owned and state-operated, and we have to end the constant privatisation of our services. The new National Maternity Hospital has been constructed with public money. It will be built on publicly owned land. It must be in public ownership. It is our money, and so it must be our hospital. It poses the question of why the state would invest €800 million of public money into a new National Maternity Hospital and not establish ownership. I know that this government would love to privatise all services in the country so that they would no longer be accountable for anything. But when we hand over leases to outside bodies and we let them run our essential services, we give over control on how they are run and what services are provided. We have seen time and time again the failure of private bodies to adequately provide the services we need in this country. And when it comes to healthcare, we run the risk of allowing other bodies to decide to be selective over which healthcare will be offered. This is completely unacceptable. I have very serious concerns about who the hospital will be leased to, and I am completely opposed to the suggestion of it being leased to the St Vincent Healthcare Group, or to any other religious group, or indeed any other private group as well. The possibility of the Catholic ethos overriding legislation is very concerning. I cannot stress enough that the Church has no place in women's healthcare. We have given the Catholic Church in this country far too much control for far too long, and we can no longer allow them to have a say on our healthcare or on how anything else is run in this country. This country has experienced enough pain at the hands of the Catholic Church, and such an agreement would only be a step backwards. Women in particular have suffered enough, and the Church still has much to answer for in relation to the violence they perpetrated against women of this country and the decades of hurt and shame that they have created. Despite the fact that the St Vincent's Healthcare Group have said that there will be no religious or Vatican influence, we know well that, should they be given the lease up for this hospital, they would not provide full healthcare to women. We know this because, out of the many hospitals on land owned by the Church, by the Catholic Church throughout the world, there isn't a single one that provides abortion services. And the Church not only opposes the provision of abortion, but also opposes the provision of the likes of IVF and surrogacy as well. And I would like to pose the question that Dr. Peter Boylan, the former master of the maternity hospital, posed. Give me just one example anywhere in the world of a hospital built on Catholic-owned land that provides abortions, IVF and gender reassignment surgery and other procedures absolutely prohibited worldwide by the Church's universal healthcare directives. 4 years after posing that question, Dr. Boylan is still waiting for an answer. And why? Because no such hospital exists. To not provide these services would deny women the full and safe access to healthcare that they are entitled to in this country. No religious ethos must be allowed to interfere in the medical decisions made by our doctors and by women on their own bodies. This country decided that those days were well over when we voted to repeal the 8th in 2018, and I urge the government not to pull us back to a time when women did not have those reproductive rights. We still have a very long way to go when it comes to women's healthcare in this country. And we still continue to fail women every single day. We need to be taking further steps to ensure that women's healthcare is prioritised and not overlooked. We cannot afford to let things continue the way that they are now, and we most certainly cannot allow ourselves to take any backward steps. Catholic misogyny and religious control no longer has a place in this country, and we cannot allow it to have any future place in this country either. Only full public ownership and full public governance can guarantee a full service of reproductive healthcare. I cannot stress enough that the new maternity hospital must be public and it must be secular, and that's what this motion intends to deliver. Thank you.